everybody to our Thursday night health and wellness education call, health and hydration call. And we are so excited that you guys joined us tonight. My name is Sam Stratton. I'm owner of Core Health Products out of Arizona, huge advocate of Kangen water. And tonight we're going to address a few themes, but first of all, I want to welcome people from all around the world. This Facebook Live thing is pretty amazing. I want to thank my staff, both JR and Chris and Liz Bailey and others for setting this up and getting this, getting this all ready for tonight. And I never make it easy for them. Tonight, I'm actually in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm in the beautiful home of Dr. Marianne and Richard Rosen, right here on the waterfront. I mean, it's a beautiful location, great area of the country. I literally just walked into the home here about 20 minutes ago, if that, maybe 15 minutes ago. I landed in Charleston here. They picked me up and rushed us over here to the house, and we're getting all set up. But, little disclaimer, the airline lost all my luggage, so that's why I'm sitting here on this call in the same t-shirt I traveled in, in my workout hat, but it's the information that matters, more so than how I look or anything else. So, and I told the airlines that I wasn't going to say who lost my luggage, because I've flown with them for a lot of years, so, you know, American Airlines is safe. I'm not gonna mention who it was. We'll leave it at that. But hopefully I'll get my luggage before our events tomorrow. We have great events here in the Charleston area all throughout the weekend. Looking forward to that. So as owner of Core Health Products, guys, I've been in this industry for over 20 years. And that's been a long period of time to see a lot of things come and go. I've had the great fortune of working with some of the greatest athletic organizations, and meeting with some of the greatest doctors and team nutritionists and dietitians and therapists that really the world has ever known. I've been fortunate to be able to work with teams like the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox and the Miami Heat and Houston Rockets, Arizona Diamondbacks. That list goes on and on. And I'm so fortunate to have been able to learn from so many of these athletes and doctors and so on and so forth. So every Thursday night, we do an educational call, and it's always centered around health and hydration. What can we do to improve our health through food, through exercise, through supplementation, also improve our hydration? We're going to talk about a lot of those. Tonight, in particular, we're going to focus on neurological inflammation. But before I get to that, I want to first of all, invite everybody, if you like these calls, right up in the right-hand corner up here, there's a little drop-down arrow that you'll see, okay, and it's on Facebook there. That drop-down arrow, when you drop that down, one of the options is to turn on notifications. So that way, every Thursday, or whenever we go live, you'll get an actual notification that says, Sam Stratton went live. And the reason I say that you want to turn that on is because we're going to do more and more of these live webinars. Maybe I'm down at the clinic with the professional athletes. You know, we have hundreds of professional athletes in our clinic every day. Everyone from Kurt Warner in the past to Randy Johnson, and more recently people like Carson Palmer and Adrian Wilson. And I mean, that list goes on and on as well. But 2 months, I'm going to China to work with the Chinese Basketball Association. It's the NBA of China. I'll be speaking to all of their season organizations. So hopefully you'll turn on that notification. Again, it's right up there in the right-hand corner, drop down menu, turn on notifications. That way we can always inform you when we get started. Now, let's get right into it tonight. I want to make sure that these calls are always kept right at 30 minutes or less. So we want to get some good, hard, impactful information, get the points across, get the information out there, and really spur some conversation. So guys, as you log on here, you know, I know we've got Rick Moitz on, welcome Rick, and Daryl Upton, Chuck Young, you know, all of you guys, welcome to the call, Steve Whitehead. I mean, we've got all kinds of people on the call. You guys leave comments down there. Your information is just as important as the stuff that I'm sharing, maybe questions or anything like that, so that we can always make sure these Thursday night calls are informative. Okay, My Thursday night thrash. I was going to call it my rant, but we're going to rename it to the Thursday night thrash. I'm going to thrash tonight on Big Pharma, the drug companies. They are blowing smoke, guys. And you know what I mean when I say blowing smoke. Usually, you know the end of that analogy, right? They're blowing smoke up somewhere. Well, in this case, I'm going to give you some real information regarding why I think they're blowing smoke. And yeah, this is my thrashing for Thursday night, okay? We are led to believe, and so many of America are led to believe, that drugs are the answer. And drugs are treating symptoms. But Big Pharma and drug companies are trying to make us believe, looks like we're reconnecting hopefully here, so hopefully it's connecting. So Big Pharma and drug companies are trying to make us believe that these drugs can address the disease. Folks, no drug addresses the disease, it addresses symptoms. We've got to quit addressing symptoms. Now here's my analogy, and this is 100% original, guys. Came up with this on my flight over here between Charlotte and Charleston. This analogy came into my mind, and I wanted to share it with you tonight, okay? So you and your spouse, or you and someone else, are in your house. You're each in different rooms. And all of a sudden, your spouse hollers and says, "Honey, come down quickly. There's smoke. I smell smoke. I can smell it, I'm sure." And you say, "Well, I'm in the middle of something. Give me just a minute. I'll be right there." A minute goes by, and your spouse says again, "Honey, I'm smelling that smoke. It's getting worse. That smoke is really getting worse. Hurry down." "Okay, I'm about done. I'll be there in just a minute." Well, by the third time, spouse said, "I'm not just smelling smoke. I'm seeing smoke now. This is a real problem. Hurry down." So as you come rushing down there, all of a sudden you see right in your entranceway to your house, right in front of your front door, there's a fire. Okay, and this fire is there, and of course, it's just smoky. And so you run throughout the house as quickly as you can, and you start getting those electric fans, right? And so you grab these electric fans, and you run back, and you're sitting there holding these drugs, I mean, these fans, and you start positioning these drugs exactly to address this smoke. I mean, these fans to address the smoke, okay? And so you might have to adjust that fan, those drugs, up or down a little bit. The dosages or the levels might have to go up. You move the fan up, you move the fan down, you move a little bit, different angles, you open that front door and turn those fans on, and that fan starts blowing that smoke right out the front door, right? Okay? You have to adjust it a little bit here and there, move it here, move it there, adjust those dosages of those drugs, I mean the size and height of those fans to address your smoke. Because heaven forbid, smoke's the problem, right? Now all of a sudden you got a position that it blows that smoke perfectly out the front door. And you holler into the other room and you say, "Honey, I got it taken care of." And she said, "Oh, you did. I don't smell or see smoke anymore. Thank you for taking care of it." But the fire is still there. And here's the irony. The very drug or fan being used to address the symptom of smoke is fanning the flame of fire. The drugs are addressing symptoms while we are on fire. But we cannot keep blowing smoke. We can't allow that to happen, and it's happening every single day and getting worse and worse. Listen to this. The United States makes up only 5% of the world population, yet we consume 80% of the world's over-the-counter drug consumption. Less than 5% population and over 80% of all the drugs, all the over-the-counter drugs in all of the world is consumed by Americans. We have been tricked, I believe. Smoke has been blown. We've got to address the problem, not the symptoms. I don't want to address the symptoms. I don't want to address cancer. I don't want to address diabetes. I don't want to address rheumatoid arthritis, heart disease, blood pressure. Whatever all these issues are, we have to address what's causing them, not the disease. The disease is after. one of my favorite quotes. It comes from John F. Kennedy's inaugural address. He states that the best time to fix your roof is when the sun is shining. Folks, we got to address these issues that we're seeing in America and around the world today. And we have to address them while the sun is shining. If you're fortunate enough to have your health, as I am and as my family, let's do what we need to do preventatively to fix our roof, to stop blowing smoke, to fix the underlying cause of the diseases that we're seeing in America and around the world. Now, that's my Thursday night thrash. The drug companies and big pharma, we are finding, are causing and fanning those flames. The foods we eat, the water that we drink, the exercises that we perform, the mental capacity that we have, the thoughts that we have, the spiritual thoughts that we have, those are things that can fix us way more effectively than any of the drugs that are out there. Now, how does that apply to or relate to what our topic is tonight, which is addressing neurological inflammation? Well, the reason I chose this is because for the month of May, my company, Core Health Products, our focus is inflammation. And we did a webinar last week, which has been seen by thousands and thousands of people around the world with my son. It was an honor to do it with him. But as many of you know, he had a very bad brain injury. Quad accident that left him in the hospital with a traumatic brain injury. It was diagnosed as a severe traumatic brain injury. We as his parents were told that your son might not make it. We can't tell you that he is going to make it. He was in a coma. And I'm here to tell you, as you saw last week, and if you did, I'd invite you to go and watch it after this one. Within 3 months, is where we're at right now, he is above on every single test, from speech therapy to occupational therapy to physical therapy to mental, cognitive, all of those. He is completely above full recovery, and it was only in 3 months. When they said traumatic brain injury, in almost every single case, when coma is involved, has long-term damage. We have been blessed without question. But what has got my wife and I through it, and what was getting us through it at the time, of course, prayers and all of that more than anything else. God has blessed us beyond expectation. But we also knew, my wife and I, that we had done every single thing we could do preventatively for, heaven forbid, any of our kids or ourselves face those situations. We have done everything we can to make sure that our body is best prepared to combat that. And that helped us through it, guys. It honestly did. So I'm asking each one of you to learn how to be preventative, how to take proactive steps. Many of you heard me say it before. We have become a people of reacting to disease rather than proactive to health. We've got to be proactive. And part of that proactivity is understanding that smoke has been blown, and that we have the answers in the foods that we eat, the thoughts that we have, the words that we speak, the waters that we drink, the supplements that we take. When we're talking about neurological inflammation in particular, let's break it down. Anything to do with neurological has to do with anything to do with nerves, okay, brain, spinal cord, and nerves throughout our body. The neuron, okay, neurological, the neuron itself is a pathway. It helps the electrical communication between our brain and our arms and our feet and our heart and our eyes and everything else. The message goes from our hands to our brain saying, boy, this is super hot. And within, I don't even know how fast you can even say it is, but from the brain, instantly back down to the hand, communicates to pull your hand away. All of that is done through neurons and neuron connectivity. Those neurons are vitally important. So whenever we have neurological inflammation, whether that be in a more dramatic form, such as Alzheimer's, dementia, ADD, ADHD, as I said, Alzheimer's, traumatic brain injuries, as I was talking about, Parkinson's disease, stroke, any and all of these kinds of traumatic and nasty diseases, those are long-term. And there is inflammation involved in every single one of those scenarios. Studies show. Remember a couple hours ago, if you watched my promo video to this call, I asked you, do you think that neurological challenge creates the inflammation, or does the inflammation create the neurological challenge? Well, it's kind of a trick question because they both stand each other, but you cannot treat the neurological disorder without treating the inflammation. Now, you can treat the inflammation without the disorder, but you've got to address the inflammation. Doctor after doctor. One of the calls that I made in preparing for this call was a very well-known doctor friend of mine, and I asked him in particular. I said, Doc, what do you think is the most important thing, if there's one thing, the most important thing that you would do if you were faced with a neurological challenge, whether that be a full disability, whether it be a headache, whether it be inflammation, or whatever it is? And he said, without question, I would provide the greatest form of antioxidants, anti-inflammatories that I could, because it's the inflammation that is causing the problem. Now, guys, please, any of you that may have experienced, say, Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or any of these issues with family members, I in no way am I belittling or saying that, oh, yeah, all we got to do is treat the inflammation. Okay, I understand. And I don't have all the answers, but I will tell you that inflammation is always, in every single scenario, associated with all neurological challenges, all neurological disorders, all neuroinflammation. In every case, there are ties with the inflammation. And so we can address many of those. And again, whether it's the dramatic cases of the diseases, as I said, with Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or whatever, or whether or MS, heaven forbid MS, a painful disorder, we're going to talk a little bit about that, or whether we're talking about a little bit more of the mild, just a headache, a little bit of blurred vision, maybe brain fog. Okay, there are studies that show right now that brain fog is nothing more than a short-term inflammatory or reaction to inflammation going on in those nerve cells, in those neurons. So how do we best address that inflammation in the neurons? Okay, and neurologically, we're talking right now, we're not talking inflammation in the joints or inflammation in the tissues, we're talking neurological inflammation. So brain, spinal cord, nerves. How do we address that inflammation? First and foremost, let me share with you, in fact, before I share, I'm going to ask you to think about a minute. What do you think is the fattest organ in your entire body? The fattest organ in your entire body. I mean, it is just, in fact, it's 70% fat. Okay, what do you think it is? Let me give you a second. Fattest organ in the body. Often we relate being fat to unhealthy. Well, in this case, it's not. The fattest organ in our body is the brain. It's made up almost approximately 70 to 80% fat. It requires fat for function. The brain requires fat to be able to do what it does. And that fat is delivered to the brain through the approval of what's called the blood-brain barrier. Now, again, I don't want to get too detailed, but the blood-brain barrier is capillaries that go through the brain, and as we all know, the brain is resting, if you will, in this large cerebral fluid, and these capillaries go through this fluid, and it only allows things outside of those capillaries that are approved. It's called the blood-brain barrier. The blood-brain barrier is extremely, extremely sensitive to what it does and does not let through. It is there to stop things like bacteria, virus, different things like that, and it is there to allow very few things, one of which is a specific form of fatty acid. It's a fatty acid in a phospholipid form. Now, don't get too detailed. Phospholipid form doesn't matter. It's a specific form of fat. But here's the important part of that. You're probably thinking, well, of course, yeah, fatty acids, essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. I get it. Yeah, that's important. Here's the key, though. Almost all fats, even your healthy fats, are in a triglyceride form. Most of the fats from fish are in a triglyceride form. Most of the fats from many of our good healthy oils and healthy raw fatty foods, most, not all, are in a triglyceride form. Phospholipid form of fat is the only type of fat that can be absorbed or approved through that blood-brain barrier. That phospholipid form of fat comes most efficiently in its pharmaceutical, cleanest, purest form and approved from krill. Krill and salmon has another high form. Coconut oil has a somewhat larger form of phospholipid form. But it's a very select few foods that have this phospholipid form of fatty acid that can transfer through the blood-brain barrier. That blood-brain barrier, she's a mean one. Okay, it's like me and you know Mr. Oshido, the owner of Enagic. Now, if you went into his office and asked the secretary, hey, I want to go meet with Mr. O, they're going to say, well, wait a minute, I don't know you. You're not going to get through here. Were you pre-approved? Do you have an appointment? What's your name? What's your background? Okay, this blood-brain barrier, she's a mean one. She only lets very specific things through to be that brain. So during any type of brain inflammation, okay, even all the way down to whether it be encephalitis, whether it be whatever, all the different forms of traumatic brain injuries, we know that phospholipid form of fatty acid is not only food, but possibly more importantly, that strongest form of antioxidant that there is to feed that injury or that brain, or in this case, that inflammation. That inflammation is what is going to continue to spur the ongoing effect. So when my son had the brain swelling, it wasn't going to reduce that until that balance of damaged cells or oxidated cells and antioxidants get back out of balance, meaning the antioxidants are stronger than the damaged or damaging cells. So, as a protocol, with any type of brain injury, brain inflammation, whether it be massive traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's disease, any of those we talked about earlier, stroke, dementia, Alzheimer's, or whether it be a simple headache, blurred vision, foggy brain, that is always accompanied with some, to some degree, inflammation. Astaxanthin is an antioxidant in krill, in omega-3 fatty acid, in krill, that is proven to be many, many times more potent as an antioxidant than vitamin C, than vitamin E, and many other antioxidants. Astaxanthin is a word that you're going to hear more and more and more about. Doctors like Dr. Oz, Dr. Mercola, many of the, you know, the, what do you call them, the doctors that are in the media, okay, they are huge proponents of astaxanthin. Guys, we have been using, Horse Health has been using astaxanthin as a natural occurring antioxidant in our core EFA, our krill oil essential fatty acid, for years. And that's what our protocol was with my son. That neurological inflammation, we started giving him large dosages of krill oil, pharmaceutical grade. Make sure it's pharmaceutical grade. There are non-pure forms pharmaceutical grade is key. Has to be there, guys. That is, it is one part of it. Now, that same process, that same scenario would hold true to any other neurologic or neuroinflammatory or neuroinflammation, whether it be spinal cord or whether it be nerve endings, being in the feet, okay? Diabetes. When we get neuropathy in the feet, always inflammation is tied with that. Almost any disease that you look at, whether it's a mainstream disease such as cancer, diabetes, any of those, or whether it is something that may not be quite as mainstream, such as arthritis, such as joint disease, whatever, they all have that common denominator of inflammation. Antioxidants must be present. Now, there is a big, big difference between physical antioxidants in the form of astaxanthin, and in an essential fatty acid, again, the brain number one fatty organ requires omega-3 fatty acids. The nerves, okay, the nervous system, guys, the spinal cord, it has a protective coating on it. That protective coating is called the myelin sheath, and it is made up of fatty acids. Omega-3, in particular, fatty acids are required for that protective coating of the nervous system to grow, to be fed, to get stronger. And it's vital. It needs to be replenished every single day. So I can't express enough the importance of omega-3 fatty acids in particular. Now, some of you may be saying, well, we take fish oil. Well, again, fish oil is a phospholipid form for the most part. And secondly, fish oil does have also omega-6s and 9s, which used to be caught as a good thing. The problem is omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids should be consumed by us at a 1-to-1 ratio, being one part omega-3 to one part omega-6. Unfortunately, since the advent of the vegetable oils, our ratio has went from 1-to-1 all the way to 1-to-25, meaning every one part that we consume on average as Americans of omega-3 is 25 omega-6, and omega-6s are inflammatory. They fan the fire. They blow the smoke. Omega-6 is pro-inflammatory. Now, there is value to omega-6s when that ratio is 1-to-1. Omega-6s are just skyrocketing in all of our vegetable oils, the fat foods that we're eating, all of these kinds of things is causing systemic inflammation, which feeds into neurological inflammation and others. So, again, we've got to reduce our omega-6s, increase dramatically our omega-3s. So omega-3 from krill, again, like our core EFA, okay, the core EFA right here, is rich in only krill oil because we've got to get those omega-3s back up there. Now, last point that I want to make, in any type of inflammatory situation, as I said, there's a difference in your physical antioxidants and your antioxidizing capabilities from things like electrically reduced water, also known as Kangen water. Okay? Kangen water plays such a vital, vital role in the recovery of my son, I believe, my wife believes, doctors, different stories. They just say that's a miracle. I said, Doc, look at what we've done. Okay, we've been able to get large amounts of omega fatty acids. We have nothing, no long-term effects right now. We passed everything. We gave special water to him, electrically reduced water. We supplied the research, and the doctor said, no. It just happens. He's just a healthy kid. That's okay. We're going to fight that battle. Those of you watching this video right now, okay, Todd Butcher, Leslie Swish, Sean Wetzel, all of you guys, Peggy Chestnut, I know you're on here, okay, thank you for being on these calls. You are all part of this army as we fight this battle. We can make those changes. But here's the key part, and why I believe, this is just my own opinion, guys, but I've been in this industry a long time. why did our water, why did Kroger water play such a vital key role in Riker's recovery? I believe that it's because, remember that old tough gatekeeper I told you about, this BBB, this blood-brain barrier that said nothing gets through me and into the brain without my approval, and you have to have all of the special keys, and you have to have approval, you have to have whatever all the things are, phospholipid form is the only fatty acid that can make it through. Well, I believe that we also, that he recognizes, if you will, an electrically reduced water, a water that is changed back to how the body was intended to consume it in the first place. And from the second that he started to come back around, the second they started taking those tubes out of his mouth and started him starting to breathe on his own, him starting to be able to feed himself, we were giving him 10 capsules minimum per day of the essential fatty acids and all the Kangen water 9.5 that he could drink. Now, I'm not here making a claim saying that that cured it. I am telling you, secondarily, the FDA has not approved any of my messages or any of this. I'm not curing, I'm not diagnosing, I'm not doing any of that. I'm simply sharing an experience that I believe we provided a different form of water, different meaning the most natural, back to origin, if you will, form of water, and a form of fatty acid that the blood-brain barrier accepts and allows for transfer, and omega-3 fatty acids are antioxidants. And our water, the Kangen water, has what is called an ORP, oxidation reduction, okay, reduce the oxidative stress potential that is off the chart. I have other videos where, in fact, every Tuesday night I do a video for Imagic Web Systems where I do a water demonstration where you can actually see that we measure how powerful our anti-inflammatory antioxidants are compared to all other drinks. I submit to you that it's my belief and the belief of my wife and my kids, and that's all that matters to me, that had we been giving him regular bottled water, reverse osmosis water, tap water, or any other kind of water, I believe in my heart of hearts that his recovery would not be the same that it is today. That's just my own belief. That's not a claim. That's just something that I believe. John Stevens, Paul Nelson, I know you guys believe the same thing. I see your comments. I appreciate those. We are in this together. And I'm telling you, we've got to quit accepting others blowing smoke. We've got to address the fire. In neurological inflammation is much like systemic inflammation. If we allow it to go on and to continue to bubble, if you will, allow that little flame to get any fan at all, that flame begins to grow. And the more it grows, the more problems we see in the long run, like cancer, like diabetes, like osteoarthritis, like blood pressure, like cardiovascular diseases, like heart disease, like dementia, like Alzheimer's, like the list goes on and on and on and on. Guys, we got to join together. We got to join our leaders like Bob and Jane Guindelli, okay, that work so hard. Bob, I know you're on the call. I thank you for being on the call. People like you, Bob, that share this message, that have touched the lives of thousands and thousands of people, is what it's all about. Guys, we can change the landscape of healthcare. We can not only blow that smoke out the door, but we can extinguish those fires. We can provide a new alternative look to the future of healthcare. We've got to just look back inward and believe and understand what is here for us to take our body back to how it was intended to function. And it starts with the food you eat, the water you drink, the supplements you take, the thoughts that you have, the words that you speak. Those are the types of things that are more effective than any drug that's out there. Guys, I hope that this has been of value to you. I love doing these. even if I have to join in a t-shirt and a cap, and I hope you don't mind that. Those of you that joined late, I lost my luggage. I just arrived here in Charlotte, South Carolina. We've got events all weekend long. But I thank you for joining us. I would suggest and invite you again to make sure up in that corner up there where that drop-down arrow is, turn on notifications so that whenever we go live, if I'm with an athlete or with a, if I'm doing an event, that you'll get notified because I love sharing this. I would also ask, leave comments, good or bad. Guys, I'm a big boy. If you don't agree with something we're talking about, let's put the comments down there, and we'll talk about it. You know, let's create conversation. We're big boys, well, let's do that. Guys, thank you so much for joining us here tonight. I hope you join us again next Thursday night, where we're going to be talking about, in particular, some of depression, anxiety, and where a lot of that comes from in regards to inflammation, gut inflammation, and how that ties to anxiety, depression, that kind of stuff. Lastly, as we're transitioning many of our live feeds over to our core health products page, because my Shanstratton page has hit 5,000 and we can't take any more, they cap it at 5,000 likes, so we're transitioning over to core health products. So make sure you go to our core health products page, like us, follow us, and turn on notifications over there, and we will we'll start sharing over there as well. So guys, thank you. Jory, thanks for being on. Paul, all of you guys, Shane, all of you, thanks for being on tonight. God bless you all. Hope you have a great week, and we'll talk with you again next Thursday. See you later.